Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony today in Duluth for the reopening of the Twin Ports Interchange. The $435 million project started in 2020 with reconstruction of the 27th Avenue Bridge over Interstate 35. The goal was to improve safety and freight mobility by redesigning the so-called can of worms section of I-35. Governor Tim Walz and MnDOT Commissioner Nancy Dobbenberger will be joined by state, federal, and local officials at today's ceremony. Between tariffs and the federal government shutdown, Minnesota soybean farmers are stuck in the middle with lower prices and fewer markets for their crops. Governor Tim Walz warns tariffs are setting the country back.
We're seeing, of course, crisis in farm country because we're not having soybean purchases made. And I'm reminding people that these purchases that China is making elsewhere outside the United States are 10-year contracts, and it's going to be very, very difficult for us to get back into the market.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says there is a plan to use some of that tariff money to help farmers.
A short-term solution, but it's something that they desperately need, especially with the low prices that they're getting compared to what it costs them to produce a bushel of whatever it is.
There's opposition to the $6.2 billion sale of Duluth-based Minnesota Power's parent company to a pair of institutional investors. Annie Levison-Falk of the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota says they believe customer rates will go up more quickly under private ownership.
We came to the conclusion, the same as the judge who reviewed the evidentiary record, that on balance, the risks of the deal outweigh the possible benefits. And additional commitments were made by Minnesota Power and its buyers, but those don't, in our estimation, they don't overcome the fundamental risk to ratepayers that are inherent in the deal.
She says they appreciate the State Commission adding conditions to the acquisition and the new owners providing $50 million in direct ratepayer relief. The Minnesota Vikings scored a touchdown with 25 seconds remaining to beat the Browns 21-17 Sunday in London. Jordan Addison caught the game-winning 12-yard TD pass, and the celebration was on for quarterback Carson Wentz and his teammates.
You know, it's hard to win in this league. At the end of the day, it's hard to win in this league, and when you get it done in a dramatic fashion like that, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter if it's Week 17, Super Bowl, Week 1. It doesn't matter. Like, you got to enjoy those moments, especially the way guys stepped up like that, and I thought it was fun to see the excitement from everybody.
The 3-2 Vikings have a bye this Sunday and will host the 4-1 Eagles on October 19th. And Will Norris of Iowa and Jane Barakis from Illinois are the champions in this year's Twin Cities Marathon. Governor Walz and his daughter Hope joined thousands yesterday in the 10-mile race. He called the event the most beautiful urban marathon in America. This is MNN.